The Village Public Safety Officer Program has had difficulty recruiting in recent years, leaving entire towns without a law enforcement presence. Earlier this week, Governor Mike Dunleavy released a mid-year budget change that he wants to implement right away. Yesterday, Alaska senators like Scott Kawasaki of Fairbanks expressed their dismay that VPSO recruitment money was cut.
I mean, this governor did campaign on public safety and did campaign on crime prevention. Why are they taking money out of rural Alaska? Isn't the life of a rural Alaskan and isn't public safety in rural Alaska just as important as public safety in downtown Anchorage or downtown Mat-Su?
Funding for the VPSO program is provided by the legislature and managed by the Alaska State Troopers. The funds are awarded to participating regional Native nonprofit corporations through grant requests. Those Native nonprofits are the employers for the VPSOs in their region. In Alaska's interior, the contracting Native nonprofit is the Tanana Chiefs Conference. There are 29 interior villages listed as being served by the VPSO program, but right now, many have no officer, and some have only one where two should be stationed. So here on the TCC employment website, there are vacancies for McGrath. Oh, that was posted just yesterday, January 31st. Circle, Tanana, Ruby, Nulato, Fort Yukon, Grayling, and Venati. All of those were posted in October. Legislators reacted this week to the governor's proposal that the Alaska State Troopers get $3.5 million more. Most of that, a little more than $2 million, will go to salary increases intended to keep veteran officers serving as troopers. Recent studies showed many law enforcement agencies in Alaska weren't paying as well as agencies elsewhere. At the presentation of the supplemental budget request to the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday, Senator Lyman Hoffman says he was surprised that the VPSO program didn't get the same recommendation as the troopers did.
The two items to me are directly related. When we addressed the unfilled positions of the troopers last year, the department said that they were unable to fill those positions because of the pay scale. The salary structure that exists for the VPSOs needs to be readdressed as well.
The governor's budget director told the committee that because many VPSO positions have not been filled, there was $2.8 million of unspent money in the VPSO program that could go to other areas. Yesterday, Senator Jesse Keel of Juneau says that money should stay with village contractors trying to recruit officers.
If in fact these positions are unfillable, there's no difference to the Treasury in leaving the money in or taking it out. But deleting it says stop trying. Deleting it says don't work on public safety with VPSOs anymore.
The governor will submit a formal budget proposal for the next fiscal year on February 13th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.